This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
By the way, those of you who were openly cheering for Kyle Tucker's 0 for 4 today, I hope you're happy with yourself.
Loser. Enjoy Chicago, Big Tuck.
Probably will.
Don't get lost in that ivy, shin boy.
Where's he at? They're in Tokyo, ain't they?
Yeah, they're in Tokyo. But I got you. Yeah, I mean. Hey, again, I may be dumb here, and I should be like there's definitely no padding there, right? It's just the ivy. Like there is.
I've never ran out there and touched it. I don't know.
It's what they say.
Yeah, I don't think there is no pet. Like, that is just.
Who knows what kind of secrets are back behind that plant.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, again, in baseball, man, that's a sport where for just like 100 years, people just, hey, man, we'll just go with it.
Like, are you worried about the we want some padding back there?
I'm just saying, like, we know how guys roll hard into walls and
they don't in Chicago. Altuve if he gets out there. We got
every ballpark in the league has padding on their walls.
I mean, hell, we had a flagpole.
But we got one that's a garden across.
Lord knows Tucker could use that padding out there.
It's beautiful. Jesus, my God, man, he has really just turned in. Like, but it's just wild. Like, they came together and said, hey, man, we're going to have a game that is really predicated on numbers. We're going to have a game like people get paid and stuff based off, you know, the numbers you put up. But we're just going to have a whole bunch of stadiums that just don't equal the same. And just we're going to have, like, fences that don't equal the same. And
yeah.
Like, all right, let's go with it. Like, and then we just got two different leagues that just have two different
rules.
One league, a pitcher gets to hit. The other one, Yordan Alvarez gets to hit. All right. Okay.
Sounds good.
And then we play in the World Series. You just play by the rules in that park. Oh, okay. Just rolling with it.
Just go with it, guys.
Just go with it.
Grab your mitt and get out there.
Unlike any sport, man, just imagine if they said those years, like, all right, man, we got LeBron, Luka. Let's see if we can make this court bigger. And then
our goal's here, 12 feet.
Let's make the court round on one end.
And we're Golden State. Let's pull these 3-point lines back. Let's at this arena, we're gonna pull them back because we got Steph.
And on that end, we have a 4-point line.
All right, why not? Let's go with it. That baseball boy does it for me every time. All right. I got to say this, fellas. And somebody on the text line kind of said this yesterday, and I kind of kept note of it. It is, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but it does feel like to me, fellas, that the Texans clearly seem to have different mindsets in how they handle and go about doing things with the offense as opposed to the defense.
You think?
It's just like...
You think?
It's like, damn, all right. Like, listen, the locking up of Derek Stingley, knew that was going to happen. All right, you get in Gardner Johnson, you're like, damn, man, Stingley and Lassiter and Johnson and Ward. Hell, Ward may not even be on the field. Petrie's out there. And the young kid, 4-1. What the damn is damn?
41?
Or not 41.
21?
What the hell
is Kalen Bullock?
Yeah, Bullock. Kalen Bullock. Like, this is a crew. When they going to bring somebody on the offensive line that's just anywhere near the player that Gardner Johnson is, right? Like, it is just, like, they get aggressive. You can clearly see what the hell it is they're looking for on that side of the ball. And then on offense, as you said earlier, with the selection of the offensive line of Titus Howard, Tomlinson, Patterson, Scruggs, and Fisher, it looks like a CJ potentially have to do more with less. And that is not what it seems like the thought is on the other side of the ball.
Well, it didn't seem like that was the route that we were going to go when the season ended. I mean, everybody's heart was broke and everybody was frustrated in the building because you couldn't protect a quarterback. And you had a lot of money and a lot of draft capital invested, and it still didn't work out. And you know, it somehow gets blamed on Bobby Sloak. Bobby Sloak wasn't good enough, and we moved Laramie Tunsil for some money. That was the two things. And there's a chance that you got worse at both positions. We hadn't even talked about this. I mean, the reality of it is, if you look at the numbers, Bobby Sloak over 2 years was not bad. If you look at the numbers. Now, there's obviously caveats there. Say it again.
He's a damn tyrant.
Yeah, he must be. But the thought that a guy that's never called plays before may step in and not be as good as Bobby was in 2023.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
It's a possibility. Yeah. We didn't even talk about it. I mean, you ship Laramie Tunsil out of here and you bring in Lakin Tomlinson and Ed Ingram and you think you got better? Right, you ship Bobby Sloak up out of here.
Definitely not Ed. Ed is at play.
I mean,
your back's gonna hurt.
He's a good looking human.
I'm not gonna lie to you and act like that I knew of Ed Ingram. But the write up of how he was described, the type of player he was, and I read up on Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, dog. This can't be the answer. This may be worse than some of the depth you had last year.
Yeah, I mean I think the one thing, and this is an interesting conversation. Like, to me, that what the Texans have accomplished is they've appeared to bring in a couple of more guys that are more physical in the brand of ball that they want to play.
I will say Tomlinson is an improvement. I would say based off what he did last year and the year before. He is better than what Shaq Mason was last year.
God, I hope.
And what Kenyon Green was.
Yeah, I mean, I hope.
And I'm just saying. I would say even Juice, when Juice played guard.
Yes.
I think that he's been better than those guys. I'm not saying, again, as I said earlier, it ain't like they didn't go and just say, hey, we're going to get a surefire guy up front that nobody has to question about what that cat's doing. Right? Like, so they didn't, like, he's not that. I still think Tomlins is going to get beat. And not just by the Chris Joneses of the world. I think Tomlins is going
to
get beat.
Yeah, when it comes to pass protection, they all going to get beat. The only one that
Titus got a chance, right?
Titus has got a chance. No question. I'm higher on Titus than most folks. But I mean, the reality of it is you didn't get better. Your best chance is your offensive play caller better be damn good. Your O-line coach better be damn good. And your quarterback better understand he's got to protect himself and get rid of the football. That's it.
Now maybe this is something that does make CJ say to himself, all right, like, I've got to play more of the style of year one.
Absolutely.
Like maybe this forces
D'Amico ought to be forced in that. D'Amico, that should have been the first conversation.
But it shouldn't be due to the fact that, as you just so eloquently said, mm-hmm. in pass protection, they all going to get beat. It should be the thought of this is just the best way to play the game.
Well, two things can be true. Here's the deal. This to put a bow in this conversation, and I think your first comment was spot on, Ron, when you set the thing up. This is that we are staring a situation in the face that is a piece this thing together.
At least that's how it looks right now.
Hope that if you draft a tackle, he's ready to play right away, and if that's the case, then hope that Titus Howard wants to play guard. Hope that Juice Scruggs can take the next step. Hope that Blake Fisher can take this next step. Hope that Schultz decides he wants to play a little bit of football.
God, I'm itching to hear what you were going to say.
Hope that CJ's buddy John Metchie takes the next step. I mean, there's a lot of hope right now. There's a lot of less hope type stuff. Let's hope that my man Lakin is Tomlinson is better than the advanced stats tell you in pass protection.
Yeah,
you know there's a lot of that, man.
I hope it's not just hope. I hope there is still another.
This is
not
a,
just gonna, a rookie. Another move that they are working.
Got
on.
To it's be.
Got to be. Man.
Got to be. Got
I
to
just,
be.
It just it it and I just. I just refuse to believe it until it feels like all the moves are gone. Because you just can't come out and say, our quarterback got hit too much. We got to protect our quarterback. And this be the answer.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Of course, they know these players better than we do, but Mekhi Becton just went for $10 million a year. 2 years, 20. Zeitler, the guy you liked, he went for $9 million. Yes, Fries went for $80 million total. I think like 60 guaranteed. Maybe you didn't want to do that. Okay, I felt like it was that dire, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, dog, Did y'all, did they not know that Joe Tooney was available? It just feels like a...
feels like a Nick guy, doesn't it?
That just feels like a Nick guy. Feels like a, hey, man, we got Laremy Tunsil. We got Joe Tooney. Can we make some work here? Both of those players are on other teams. And both of them just...
Hey, man. Do more with less.
Coming up, Lance.
Piece this thing together.
Lance Tom McCullers is out of the game. 12 pitches. No runs, no hits. Did hit a batter, but got out of it. Worked around a Pena error.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.